Would you like for us to post information about your congregation on the Find a Church page of our website? We'll add your church when it becomes part of the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to donate $1,000 to Issues Etc. Please consider adding the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. to your church's mission or advertising budget. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 at issuesetc.org. Click support and publicize your congregation to the world.
I love my wife, and this is our marriage. This is our gay marriage, our same-sex marriage, our marriage. I'm asking you, my dear colleagues, do not side with the people who say that Kristen and I are evil, or we don't care about family, or we don't care about the institution of marriage, because nothing can be further from the truth.
I am very appreciative that they heard the voice of the preacher, the voice of the black church, and the voice of the constituents.
We have to educate or re-educate the legislature and others who believe that we are behind the times or we're on the wrong side of history and explain to them we'd rather be on the right side of righteousness than the right side of history.
Representative Deb Mell of Illinois, Bishop Larry Trotter, and Bishop Kwame Lance Davis of the Coalition African American speaking before and after the failure of the Illinois legislature to legalize same-sex marriage. When something doesn't happen, when a bill doesn't make it up for a vote, usually doesn't make very much news, but this one does. Illinois simply did not have the votes to legalize same-sex marriage. How did this not happen? Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in live this Monday afternoon, June the 3rd. Frank Schubert, political director of the National Organization for Marriage, will join us to talk about the failure to legalize same-sex marriage in the state of Illinois. A little bit later, we're going to do some listener email and the Issues Etc. comment line, responding to your questions and comments on this Monday afternoon. And then Pastor Tom Baker joins us. We'll be teaching a Sunday school lesson, Exodus chapter 1, and we'll be looking at the birth of Moses. It's a very interesting story, answering the question, where is Jesus in the story of Moses, with Pastor Tom Baker. You can join us for the next 2 hours, 1-877-623-MY-IE, 877-623-6943. Send us an email right here in the studio, talkback at issuesetc.org, or a tweet at issuesetc. Frank Schubert is political director for the National Organization for Marriage. Frank, welcome to Issues Etc.
Todd, thank you for having me.
Tell us about all the obstacles that the supporters of natural marriage faced in Illinois over the last few weeks.
Well, they have been very overwhelming and intense, and it really is only through God's grace that the coalition that came together to defend God's creation of marriage was able to prevail. So let's start with the fact that Illinois is it's the home state of President Obama, the president that Newsweek called the first gay president, who has really gone to extraordinary lengths to foist same-sex marriage on the American people. And he did that in the state of Illinois as well, including making a special trip just on the eve of the vote to once again call for the legislature to redefine marriage. We had an overwhelmingly Democratic state, supermajority of Democrats in both chambers of the legislature. So we overcame that, the coalition broadly did. We had a number of prominent turncoat Republicans who had turned their back on the principles of the Republican Party, including a couple of key senators, the former chairman of the GOP party in Illinois came out in favor of same-sex marriage, as did U.S. Senator Mark Kirk, a nominal Republican, and he put his name on the wrong side of the bill. So we have Democrats, we've got Republicans, we've got the president, we've got the mayor of Chicago, we've got something like, I've seen one report that said 40 lobbyists had been hired by the other side, paid people to work the bill. We had millions of dollars, perhaps tens of millions of dollars, come into the state of Illinois from outside sources. Paul Singer, Tim Gill, the Human Rights Campaign, and others. So you can, I mean, I can go on. The obstacles were really almost unprecedented, and yet this amazing coalition came together of evangelicals, of Catholics, African Americans, national groups like NAM, but state-based groups like the Illinois Family Institute, the Illinois Family PAC, the Illinois Conference of Catholic Bishops. This amazing coalescing of interests behind the preservation of marriage in what, frankly, had been a very tough spring for those of us who believe in natural marriage. It's been a tough run here. We're losing in Delaware and Rhode Island and Minnesota. To be able to rally and hold the line in Illinois is a great accomplishment, a great victory from through God's grace. This happened.
With everything you described there, Frank, was there a time in the efforts of those who wanted to legalize same-sex marriage in the state of Illinois when they were thinking it was a slam dunk?
Well, I think our opponents felt that it was a slam dunk from the beginning. In fact, they announced repeatedly that they had the votes. And of course, you know, I'm in my late 50s, so I've been through this drill a few times, and I know from many, many years of experience that if you have the votes, you call the vote. And of course, they never put the bill up for a vote, and that was a pretty clear indication to me, at least, and to many others, that they did not have the votes. And of course, the media, the mainstream media, is almost sycophantic in their obsessive support for same-sex marriage, and anything our opponents do that is will create interest in their cause, or will create the mystique of inevitability, is trumpeted by the mainstream media. So every announcement that they had picked up this vote or that vote was used by the media to convey this momentum, a sense of momentum that was going to inevitably lead to the passage of same-sex marriage. But it didn't. And the reason it didn't was because of this amazing coalition that came together. And a critical piece of that, of course, is the position of the African-American church, the black church. And there were some fantastic leaders in the black community who stood strong for natural marriage, who stood up, Pastor James Meeks and many others, were just true heroes here, and they rallied the black church. They rallied members of the black coalition in the legislature, in the House in particular, and they just would not have any of this inevitability argument. And I think we heard in the clip that you played earlier, it's one thing to be on the right side of history. It's another thing to be on the right side of eternity. And that's what ultimately many of them concluded.
Do you think that the fact that Illinois has legalized civil unions made a difference in this? In other words, the legislators who decided, for whatever reason, they could not give their vote to gay marriage said, well, look, at least the proponents of same-sex marriage still have civil unions in Illinois.
Well, I think it may have. It's hard for me to judge, but the presence of civil unions takes the issue of rights and benefits off the table. And no longer are we talking about, you know, the ability to see a partner in the hospital and all these other stories that are used to try and create emotion and sympathy around loving couples, same-sex couples, who are being denied basic human accommodation. That's off the table, has been off the table for a long time, and is off the table in almost every state as well. And it focuses the discussion squarely on what is marriage and how should a state deal with the institution of marriage. You know, marriage is intrinsically the union of a man and a woman. That's what it is. That, you know, government didn't create marriage. God created marriage, or if you prefer, nature created marriage, and government simply recognizes what nature and nature's God created. And the reason that marriage exists is very simple. It is an institution designed for men and women to bring them together, because only the sexual union of a man and a woman can produce a child. And that's the interest that society has. One, to make sure that there are future children, to propagate the continuation of society. Two, to provide the ideal environment, the best environment, for a child to be raised, which is to experience the love and the caring of her mother and father. And it is that unique prism that marriage exists to fulfill. It's a very important one. And same-sex couples simply cannot fulfill that purpose. There's just no question about it. So it's a great day when a broad coalition of Democrats and Republicans do come together and recognize the importance of marriage and say that they want to preserve it.
With only about a minute here, a little bit less, Frank, what message does this victory for natural marriage send to other states?
I hope it sends the message that marriage is worth fighting for, and marriage is a winning issue, that marriage can bring together a very powerful and diverse coalition of men and women and blacks and whites and Republicans and Democrats and young and old, and people across every other type of divide that we have in society, because marriage is a profound truth. And never give up on marriage. No matter what the mainstream media says, no matter what our opponents say, there's no inevitability here. The victory will go to the side that fights hardest and longest. And we are in, at the National Organization for Marriage, we're all in. And we're planning on fighting, and we hope that people of faith will join us in every state.
Frank Schubert is political director for the National Organization for Marriage. You'll find a link to the National Organization for Marriage at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Frank, thanks for your time.
My pleasure. Thank you, Todd.
When we come back, we're going to spend some time going through your email, questions and comments you've had for us over the course of the last couple of weeks, and the Issues Etc. comment line. That's a line that you can call, by the way, anytime with questions, comments. If you're listening on demand, our beloved on-demand listeners often want to ask a question or add something to the conversation, and we've left a way for you to do that with the Issues Etc. comment line. It's always there, answering 24/7. Your questions, comments, show suggestions, criticisms, 618-223-8382, 618-223-8382. And when we come back, we'll respond to some of the comments from the Issues Etc. comment line and your email. Stay tuned. We're giving away two scholarships to the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference. Just invite your friends to attend the conference using Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, or email, and send the text of your invitation and the number of friends you invited to contest@issuesetc.org. The listener with the most creative invitation and the most friend invites will receive a scholarship to the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference. We'll announce the winner on Friday, June 7th.
Does your church need a full-time or backup organist? The Virtual Organist Service from Church Music Solutions is genuine organ leadership using your instrument with your specific selections when you need it. You can try it out for free with our demo unit, which allows you and your members to hear and see the virtual organist without obligation and without a sales pitch. For more details, go to churchmusicsolutions.com.
Your comprehensive source for information, teaching, and truth. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Holy Cross Evangelical Lutheran Church, Albany, Oregon, is a mid-Willamette Valley LCMS congregation where the liturgy lives and God's people worship as one, with sound biblical doctrine, weekly communion, and a clear confession of Christ crucified for the sin of the world. Please join us at 2515 Queen Avenue Southeast or visit our website at www.HolyCrossLutheranAlbany.org.
Those beautiful notes were just the beginning of We Praise You and Acknowledge You, O God, Concordia Publishing House's debut CD collection from Pastor Stephen Starkey, one of the most significant Lutheran hymn writers of our time. For a limited time, save 10% when you use promotional code URA. Simply visit cph.org today. Lutheran thought, Lutheran substance, Lutheran music, brought to you by Concordia Publishing House.